What's up, everybody? Logan Alex CPA here. Today's video is going to be a little bit lighter, I would say, than typical for a few reasons. First thing, it's Friday. Nice to have a lighter mental load on Fridays. Second of all, my wife and I are taking our kids to Disneyland today, so we kind of gotta get on the good foot here. And third reason is the project I'm talking about, Azuki. We actually don't know a whole lot about the project yet. We don't know the mint date. We don't know the mint price. But I just want to, get it on your radar, so to speak, and kind of let you know about it. Maybe you can join the Discord, follow them on Twitter to see if it feels like a fit for you. Obviously, without a lot of that key information about the mint, you know, I don't really have a firm feeling one way or the other what I want to do with this one. But it's on my radar, and I want to get it on your radar, too. So, like I said, the project's called Azuki. Probably one of the most mysterious NFT projects I've looked at so far. Website, extremely minimal, as you can see. Basically, just the name of the project itself, as well as links to the project's creators, Arnold Tsang and Kairu Labs. And although it's short on details at this point, there's something about this project that makes me want to stick around and learn more. And I'll tell you what that is if you stick around this video. So who's behind Azuki? Well, you know, I don't know who this Kairu Labs is. There's really nothing about them on the internet other than what's on its minimal homepage itself. It seems this is a collaboration whose first project is, in fact, the Azuki NFT. The four individuals linked to from the Kairu Labs homepage are all anonymous, I think. Yeah, I can't really... Yeah, I think they're all anonymous. They're just kind of anonymous Twitter accounts. That would usually give me pause, but Arnold Tsang, this one here, he is not anonymous. This is his LinkedIn profile. He is a character art developer director at Blizzard Entertainment. If you don't know, Blizzard is a video game company that's made huge, you know, franchises like World of Warcraft, Overwatch, Diablo, and others as well. And according to a fandom, it looks like Arnold works specifically on the Overwatch projects. So, you know, this lends some credibility to the project, right? At least in terms of the art, and it probably not being a rug pull. I don't think that someone like this in a successful career, you know, would be part of a rug pull, right? So this lends at least some legitimacy to the Azuki project. Doesn't mean it's necessarily a good NFT project, but it helps, right? So, you know, let's kind of hop into the Discord here, and I'm going to show you what I mean by this. You know, it's kind of a mysterious project here. For one thing, There's this channel Discord called Azuki, and in it there's this like Azuki manifesto thing. I don't know if it's a poem or something. You know, here comes a new wave, and surfing here is different. Breaking down barriers, building open communities. But then it's kind of jokey too. Creating magic internet money with our friends. We rise together, build together, grow together. Ready to take the red bean. And this kind of taking the red bean is kind of a common refrain you'll see. Like on in Azuki's social media, in the Twitter as well. Like here's a tweet from the project: "Take the red bean, and we show you how deep the rabbit hole really goes." So I don't quite know what is meant by taking the red bean, other than it's obviously a nod to the red pill in the Matrix. We do know that there is a metaverse component here. This message in the Discord from Bean Boop, who's part of the Azuki team, probably gives us the most information out of anything I've seen about the product itself. It says, Azuki is a brand that is built for the metaverse, starting with an avatar collection which will double as your membership pass in the garden. Between now and the official opening of the garden, we'll be building the community together and collecting a mint list that is our version of the white list. Okay? This is basically it. The garden seems like the metaverse they're building, I would imagine, or I would guess. And, you know, your Azuki NFT is your pass into that world. All right, so now let's talk about the whitelist here. There's not a whole lot of, like, specific things. But, you know, here, they don't say do these things and this is your whitelist, right? This is how to get on the whitelist. But, you know, they suggest these kinds of things, right? Like, retweet, and comment on all Azuki socials. Create dope Azuki fan art, music, or anything creative, and also giveaways in collaboration with other projects with communities we resonate with, right? So kind of the typical stuff. They're not saying, oh, grind, but, you know, they're saying, hey, you know, grind, right? I do like, though, how there's not, like, a ranking thing here where, like, oh, if you send these many messages, you can make whitelist. So it's not grinding like that. I think they want it to be a little bit more organic. Kind of reminds me of Hapebeast, right? That kind of organic hapeless that they were kind of going after. It wasn't like, oh, you know, send this many messages and invite this many people. It's more just like, hey, be part of the community, support the community. I think this one's maybe a little bit more kind of forthright when it says like, retweet, and comment on all Azuki socials. You know, but take it as you will. Speaking of the community here, one thing that's kind of struck me about Azuki, and this kind of reminds me of Barracks as well, is just kind of how active the community is. Like, the chat is always popping, you know, even though there's only, let's see, if you go to welcome here, right now there's only about, you know, a little less than 14,000 members in the Discord, but nevertheless, the chat is usually popping, and that's typically a good sign. You know, especially given the fact that there's not this, like, you know, ranking system in Discord based on the number of messages you send, where people are just grinding in there, sending message after message after message. So, like I said, you know, we don't really know, you know, when this is going to drop, really. We don't even know the mint price. I just want to get this on your radar. It's on my radar. You know, I'm going to be following the Twitter, checking in on the Discord, seeing if, you know, I can get, you know, on the whitelist. And, you know, just because you're on the whitelist for a product doesn't mean you have to mint. It just gives you the option to mint earlier, sometimes at a lower pre-sale price, and without the gas wars that you usually have on the public mint. Sometimes with popular projects, if this gets really popular, you can't even mint on the public mint, right? It sells out like that, and to even mint, you'd sometimes have to pay an exorbitant amount of gas fees. So, yeah, I mean, let me know what you think in the comments. You know, there's not a whole lot to go off of here, but I'm intrigued, to say the least. So that's really all I have now. I think we got to head on over to the happiest place on earth. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. And hey, if you haven't followed me yet on Twitter, check out, there's my Twitter down there. You can see it right below my face here, at Logan Alec. There's also a link in the description to get on my email list. Every day, email my email list, because sometimes there's stuff, you know, that I want to communicate to people, but it doesn't warrant a full video, right, or a full blog post or something like that. So I share that stuff on Twitter and in my email list. Also, hanging around the screen right now, there should be some other NFT videos or crypto videos. I think I got a video on Invisible Friends. I covered that a couple days ago. Got a video on what's the rabbit one? Don't tell me. My Pet Hooligan. I can't believe I blanked on that. Got another one and a video on how to get free cryptocurrency. So if you missed any of those videos, be sure to check them out, folks. See you next time. Bye-bye.